Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. I'm not going to say fresh off the boat, but just got back from Chambers Customer, joined by Joe Chambers. This is 1911 University, and you just got back from SOC F. How was SOC F?
Oh, man, it was amazing. It was just wonderful. You know, got to hang out with some old friends, got to make some new friends. We raised a ton of money on Friday at the live and the silent auction. We raised a I believe the final numbers aren't in yet, but I believe it was just right at $3 million in one day to help out special operations veterans. And it was really special to be a part of that. So I want to say thank you to David Kramer and all the board at SOC F for allowing us to be a very, very small part of it yet again this year. It was really a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Well, when you sent me the link and I started looking at everything else that was up there for auction or raffle or whatever it was, I was stunned at the level of participation from everybody out there. I did not realize it was that big. Now, you built a Chambers gun. Was it a working man's gun?
It was, yeah, a very enhanced working man's gun. Yes, sir. Yeah, it was a 9mm tactical light rail with red dot and stippling and pattern cuts. Yeah, it was a beautiful gun.
Yeah.
Beautiful gun.
And do you know how much that went for?
Yeah, the final sale was $18,000.
Wow.
Yeah, $18,000. And then there was that's a lot of money, right? And
yeah.
there was a gentleman that agreed to match all of the auction proceeds up to $1 million.
Yeah.
So that first million that we raised on the night was doubled by this one very generous man. And so, yeah, so the gun really sold for $32,000 if you think about it that way. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. 36.
Yeah, 36,000, yeah.
36 grand. That's quite the pistol, Mr. Chambers, and everything else. So now that you're off of that, are you building a gun right now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm back in the saddle.
Are you doing it right now while we're talking?
No. Eric's down on the mill, and Kevin's building the gun, and I'm sitting in my office.
Okay.
Why?
Well, because it sounds like you're building a gun on this end coming across.
No.
And I haven't talked to you in a while. I want to hear you. I don't want to hear the mill unless it's on my gun. Now, if it's on my gun, just make all the noise you want.
No, Eric will be done in just a minute. You won't hear that anymore.
Yeah.
He's actually building another NES gun.
So when you go down to that event, do any people come to you and talk guns with you while you're there? Does that just happen to pop up just because you're there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, absolutely. We met with a ton of ton of great people, you know, some folks that are interested in getting on the list for custom guns. Jack from Knights Armament Corporation was there. Got to sit down with him for a few minutes and talk about the next project we're going to do with KAC. It was awesome. And I get to see some people that, you know, I don't get to see very often, like Mike Mileski from Sons of Liberty Gunworks. Got to talk to him and William Favis, you know, that works with Mike about, you know, the ARs and stuff. I actually, they're sending me one. I bought an AR from them. It's cool. Got to see Kevin Brittingham from Q. For those listeners that don't know, Kevin's the guy that invented the 300 blackout for the military. And super, super cool dude. He auctioned off, it was pretty wild, he auctioned off a build experience. You get to go to Q headquarters in New Hampshire, and you get to build all 10 guns that Q offers, and then you get to go on a plane ride with Kevin to his home in South Africa, and you get to use the 10 guns that you built to kill African Plains game for 2 weeks.
Not to be confused, people, with QAnon.
No.
Q is, they make the Honey Badger, yeah?
They make the Honey Badger, yeah. They make some super bad guns, man. They're awesome. Really cool stuff.
So what kind of, so?
That package went for $200,000, Bill.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I right now in South Africa, I would think some of those guns might get, are they having a lot of violence out there right now in South Africa?
Well, I'm sure they do, but yeah. When you're with Kevin, you know.
Who cares?
Kevin's a pretty bad dude. Kevin rolls pretty heavy.
Yeah. So for you, when you go to one of these events and everything, and you get to look at all these guys and everything, do you ever take any sort of do you look at some of the other projects that are out there, and does it ever pop into your mind, I could do this, or I could do this, or I could add this, or I could start building these? Does that ever occur to you?
Well, I mean, I'm always drawing inspiration from other people and other, you know, other companies, other dudes that I know in the industry. We talk about stuff and, you know, come up with new ideas on things to do with guns. You know, I'm not interested in building ARs, but I love talking to guys like Mike and William about, you know, how they do it, the process of doing it. You know, I'm not interested in building miniature bolt actions and subsonic calibers, but it's always cool to talk to those guys like Kevin that do it and, you know, hear from a technology side what they're able to accomplish, because even though they're in a totally different part of the industry than I am, it's neat to kind of compare notes about what's happening, what's going on.
Miniature rifles and sub... Are miniature bolt guns a trend? I've seen a few of them. They seem very expensive for what they seem to be. But is that...
They are expensive.
Are they expensive because of what they seem to be? Because they can, you know, they are they as good as their bigger brethren, I guess would be the question?
Well, it's a purpose-built, you know, it's a purpose-built gun.
Right.
Right? You're talking about something that is made to specifically shoot suppress at distances inside of 300 yards. So you're not, that rifle's not a 7.56, 700, 800 yard rifle by any means. And it doesn't purport to be. But you know, if you're hunting hogs in South Texas at night with a thermal, you don't need a big gun for that. You need a 300 blackout suppressed with a thermal on top that's short and fast and easy to get out of vehicles, you know, and do the work that you want to do. So yeah, if you're into specializing in that kind of thing, they're ideal for that. Yeah, and they are expensive. I mean, I make no bones about it. The stuff that Q sells is high dollar. But it's also really, really, really nice.
Hang on right there, if you will. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Joe Chambers. It's 1911 University. So then, the NES guns. With the NES guns, how many of those are getting built?
25 total. Eric's got 10 more to go with the one he started today.
Yeah.
Yep.
Describe this gun for me. What makes this gun the NES gun? And tell me again what the NES stand, the NES part of it stands for. I think you have, but I don't remember.
Elliot Ness, the famous FBI agent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's and all of Jared's guns, you know, they go down that law enforcement lane like the regulator, the NES. So yeah, it's a concealable wide body. It's a commander size 2019 with a stainless slide, carbon frame, stainless small parts. And we did a reverse two-tone like that because, you know, a lot of guys like Jared, he lives in Florida and close to the ocean, and rust is a concern if the whole gun is carbon steel.
Right.
So on the NES gun, for, you know, because it's a carry gun, we did as many components as we could reasonably do out of stainless to help prevent corrosion issues. And it's a cool-looking gun, man. It looks really cool. I like the way it came out. I was a little hesitant at first, you know, because a reverse two-tone is you either like it or you hate it. There's not really a middle ground with a reverse two-tone. But people dig it. They dig it a lot. So I'm down.
Well, I mean, I think as far as that, I like that kind of gun. I like a two-tone gun. I've always thought a two-tone gun is a good-looking gun. I like it both ways. And, you know, I'm colorblind, so for me, what I see is the light and the dark.
Right.
So I don't know exactly what shade these tones are that are taking, but I make certain presumptions. I like FDE guns that are, you know, dark on the slide, or vice versa. Vice versa is fine with me. Or entirely painted guns. I like those, too, that are, you know, whatever the Duracoat or whatever it's put on them. So, I mean, is that just part of you being Joe the purist, Joe the engineering mind, or is that your personal taste? Or if it surprises you, I mean, you make some awfully good looking guns, no matter what color they are. I don't think the color comes into it unless it's striking with your guns.
Oh,
anyway.
No, I mean, it doesn't surprise me. I like a two-tone gun myself. A lot of my personal guns have two-tone. They'll have stainless small parts and carbon frame and slide. But like I say, to the general public, that look is either a love it or hate it kind of deal, right? I mean, you either look at a two-tone gun and you go, ooh, that's classic. I like that. Or you look at it and go, that looks like garbage. Why not just go all with one color? You know, it's not like a Cerakoted gun that's camo Cerakoted like Boyd Hillbilly does there in Arkansas. You know, that looks cool, right? It's camo.
Yeah.
It's freaking cool. It's not like that. I mean, it doesn't matter if you like camo or not. When you see Boyd do a camo gun, you're like, oh, yeah, I dig that. Right? The two-tone thing, it just has a... It's a very personal thing for people. They either dig it or they don't. So every time you do one of those, you know, it's always a, okay, well, let's see how the public responds to this one. But, you know, I mean, they know at the end of the day that they're getting the build quality, and that's what really matters to people is the build quality.
I think if you can get the build quality and a little bit of something that gives you an individualistic sort of you know, if there's only one like that, or there's 25 mm-hmm. of them like that, I kind of think that's the allure of that. But, I mean, it's always going to be about the build quality first.
Right.
I think. In the case of your guns. I was trying to explain, your guns to somebody today, and I explained, well, you know, there's $5,000 guns out there, and then there's Joe's guns, and actually Joe's guns are worth whatever you pay for them, and some of these other guns are not worth a third of what you're paying for them. As a matter of fact, you could probably go buy a Rock Island gun and probably get a better gun and more for your money with some of these guns, and it was like I was speaking a foreign language.
Oh, you know. Of course. Yeah, I mean, I just had a conversation with a guy today regarding barrel fit, and he was calling me about wanting to order some guns. We talked about barrel fit, and, you know, he asked about the barrel fit challenge that I started a couple years ago, and the 1911 University reviews that I do on Patreon, and, you know, he says, yeah, I think a lot of people out there got the idea that you're beating up on people. He goes, after talking to you, I don't get that idea at all. I get the idea that you strive for perfection, and you don't agree with the idea that people should pay for something at that price point that isn't as close to perfect as they can get it.
Right.
And I said, yeah, that's exactly how I feel. And he goes, well, there's nothing wrong with that. And I'm like, well, no, I don't think so either, you know. I mean, if I'm gonna walk into a gun store and buy a $5,000 gun, or six or seven or eight or nine or $10,000 gun, I expect it to be as perfect as possible. And if it's not, I want to know why. So, you know, I mean, a lot of people thought for a long time, you know, that I did this stuff as a hit piece, but that's not the reason I did it. The reason I did it is because the general public deserves to have the same knowledge of the inside workings of a pistol, of a 1911, than the people building, so that they can make an educated decision. You know, you don't go buy a brand new car. Well, most people don't go buy a brand new car just because they like the brand. They do some research and they figure out, does that car meet their needs based on fuel mileage, you know, total lifespan of the vehicle, tire wear, capabilities, and then they buy a car based on that. Well, up until recently, you weren't able to do that with a 1911 because nobody wanted to talk about the numbers. Everybody just looked at it and went, oh, that looks cool. All right, cool. You know, I mean, Ferrari doesn't put four cylinders in their cars for a reason. Because they know people expect performance.
Of course. You hang on right there. Talking to Joe Chambers. This is 1911 University. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
1 in 5 teenagers say they've thought about suicide. The CDC reports more than 40% of teens say they feel persistently sad or hopeless. A deputy director at the CDC says the data echoes a cry for help. President Biden says it's too soon to determine whether Russia is really scaling back some military operations in Ukraine.
There's a lot of speculation, but he seems to be, I'm not saying this with a certainty, he seems to be self-isolated.
Speaking at the White House, Biden saying he's also not fully buying into intelligence, saying Russian President Vladimir Putin has been misinformed about his military's performance in Ukraine. The United Nations says 400 million children in 23 countries are dealing with partial school closures due to COVID. You're listening to USA Radio News.
That was an out-of-body experience.
Gary Lay, an engineer, describing the feeling of being on Jeff Bezos' most recent Blue Origin spaceflight. Blue Origin Spaceflight Services conducting its fourth passenger spaceflight Thursday with the engineer Lay and five other passengers. Negotiations on additional COVID funding are taking place in the Senate.
The gap has been narrowed greatly, and we're intent on working with Republicans to cross the finish line.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, noting Democrats want to authorize more money than Republicans. He called it urgent funding to extend COVID services and treatments. Schumer warning the United States can't get caught flat-footed if there's another deadly COVID variant surge, and reminding everyone,
but we need to reach 60 votes to get something passed through the Senate, and so we're going to push as hard as we can.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom, 1911 University. Speaking of holsters, are people beginning to move your way and start making some stuff to where people can carry these guns? Because, I mean, I would carry my gun if I had a holster that was a design for a Chambers gun.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Because I just got a holster in before we left for SOCF from Legacy, right?
Yeah. Oh, you finally got that.
Yeah, it was really funny. It just came in the mail. I was like, sweet. I love it. It fits perfect. So here's the thing that's funny to me about holsters that I'm learning. Every time you tell somebody, oh, I've got a Chambers gun on a holster, they assume that, you know, the dimensions are going to be different and all that. Well, this is what I'm finding out. Order a 1911 or a 2011 holster and be done with it, because all of these holsters have tension screws.
Right.
Okay. So just order a holster and be done with it.
Well,
the holster I got from Legacy is great. I will say that I took some moleskin that has adhesive back on it, and I lined the inside of the holster with the moleskin.
Right.
Because it's a pretty abrasive holster, and I didn't want to just remove all the bluing on my gun in one day.
Mm-hmm.
I know, right? I mean, it sounds kind of oxymoronic, but I have guns that, like my Yeti, my original Yeti. That gun looks like it was drugged down the road. I carry it every day. I shoot it once a week. You know, it gets lots of training time. But even me, Joe Custom, I like to have a nice gun.
Sure.
Right? I like to have a gun that doesn't look like it's beat to hell and back. And, you know, so I put a little moleskin in it where I knew it was going to rub. Problem solved, problem staying solved. But there's another holster company I just ordered two holsters from, a company called Lynch Holsters. He's out of Pennsylvania, Brian Lynch. He's a custom holster maker. He does Kydex, wrapped Kydex. It's really, really cool. So I have a couple holsters coming from him. And Steve Fisher actually turned me on to Brian and to the Lynch Holsters. And he's a super nice guy to deal with. You can find him on Instagram, on Lynch Holsters. And, you know, we talked about it. And he's like, what are the dimensional differences? I said, there's nothing that's going to make a difference. Make me a holster with tension screws and we're good. Boom, done. So yeah, I mean that is what I found. Now, if you're talking a duty holster, right? Duty holsters are different because, like U.S. carry out or U.S. duty gear, rather, a company out of California that I just got a holster in a few weeks ago from, they make a holster for duty use. It is the older style ALS. Level 2 retention system that Safari Land, you know, used years ago.
Right.
Fabulous holster. I don't have a problem with the ALS, with the hood that goes over the top and little push button thing. Doesn't bother me a bit. For some dudes, it doesn't work. You know, I had a sheriff's deputy in here yesterday, local friend of mine we built a gun for, and he has little tiny hands. And the ALS system just does not work for him. He has to have SLS. All right, cool. So you got to find out when it comes to that. You got to find the holster from Safari Land because they don't make one for 1911s that works with a light yet for some reason. Nobody knows why. That's besides the point. So you got to find the SLS holster that works that you can modify and make it work. And in my case, I wanted one for full size, you know, for running full size guns. And so Jared Reston, who works for Safari Land, now that he's retired, he had him send me a SIG 320X, which is the full-size SIG 320 holster. And with a minor modification, it works perfectly for a 2011 or a 2019. But if you don't know that, right, it's kind of hard to figure out what's going to work and what's not going to work.
Well, as far as me, right, what I'm looking for in a holster is a carry holster. I don't need a duty holster because, huh?
Call Lynch holsters.
Well, soon as somebody gives me his phone number, I'm looking at his stuff. It's beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful.
Send him a PM on Instagram. Say, hey, Joe Chambers told me to get in touch with you. You're building him a holster. A couple holsters, and I have one of his 2011s, 2019s, a Fat WMGs. It's a commander length gun, and you know I need you to build me a holster, and he'll hook you up. He'll take care of you. Ryan's a good dude.
Okay, I will go to his Instagram and I will DM him. Then,
yep,
I will tell him that you are the 1911. 1911 University Guru on my radio. What else you want me to tell
him? Well, tell him if he needs any dimension stuff, length or anything, just to send me a message and I'll get all that stuff to him.
Okay. Should I name drop Steve too?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because that's how I found out about him. He's a super nice dude. He has a day job, so he does holsters, you know, at night and on the weekends. And he doesn't, you know, he's not building millions of holsters. He's a one-off Kydex holster guy. So right. He's building for me. He's building me an appendix rig for my YC squared, and he's building me a strong side outside the waistband rig for my YC squared.
Well, see, here in South Carolina, we finally got open carry. So while I will conceal with an outside the waistband holster, If I accidentally flash it, nothing happens to me now?
Right.
So I'm going to go to all... Well, I mean, I have a way to carry... The problem with the with my gun is that it is, you know, holds 20 rounds of ammo.
Right.
And that gets sort of heavy with my inside the waistband rig. So I'm looking for something I can wear with a belt that will hold the gun and hold it well. And because I don't want to be running and then reach down to snatch it and go, my God, I dropped my chambers.
Right.
Can you imagine doing that?
No, I can't. I mean, I dropped a gun one time ever, way back in the day.
Yeah.
And it was not cool. I was very embarrassed.
Did you find it? You didn't run off and leave it, did you?
No, I dropped it as I was running, and I heard it fall, and I was like, oh, crap. And I turned around and got it and stuck it back in my holster, which was back in the 90s, man, when Uncle Mike's was king.
You know, Uncle Mike's makes the best holster to throw your gun out of it accidentally, known to man.
Absolutely.
Known to man.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So I will be getting in touch with it. Now, when we get back, let's talk about. There's got to be somebody out there making 2011 holsters besides these guys. I mean, and we'll talk about this when we get back. Joe Chambers, you can find Chambers Custom. There is a variety of different ways to do it. If you'd like to follow them and get an idea of what they do, you can do that on Facebook. You can do that on Instagram, all under Chambers Custom. He has a Patreon page. He has a YouTube page. He does live videos on his Instagram, which are very, very good. And, of course, you can go to chamberscustom.com if you decide to take the plunge, which I heartily recommend. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Last time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolsters.com. Talking to Joe Chambers, Chambers Custom, in addition to Lynch Holsters, which I did go and get on his Instagram and everything else, and I'm going to message him here shortly. Do you know of any other, I mean, Legacy? The problem with Legacy is how long it takes to get the holster, isn't it?
Well, so let me tell you what happened.
Okay.
So I canceled the order because it was taking too long.
Right.
I placed a new order, and in the notes, I just put, hey, you know, this is who I am. This is what I do. I have a lot of clients looking for holsters. I'd love to be able to show your holster to my clients. Thank you. The end. And literally, I don't know, 2 weeks later, I got my holster. So you do the math. I don't know.
See, I understand. I understand the reason they don't have, they don't keep these things on hand. I get
sure.
That.
You'd have to have millions of holsters sitting there, right?
Yeah, and then, I mean, there's going to be some you're never going to sell.
Right.
They'll be sitting there. They'll be in the bargain bin.
Right.
And you can't have a bespoke holster in the bargain bin. But, I mean, I think the thing, now, do you rock any leather holsters? Do you ever use leather?
I have some beautiful leather holsters from Carl. None of them work with a gun with an RDS.
Yeah, okay.
That's, well, no, I take that back. One of them works with an RDS, but it's for my Knife Fighter with a light, which I don't carry like that very often. You know, once in a great while, but usually if I'm carrying the Knife Fighter, I'm in a class and I have it in a duty rig, or I'm wandering around the farm in the dark with my knobs on and a pistol in my hand.
Right. I have the blue alligator one that works with an optic.
Yeah, that's a cool holster, man. You're lucky to have it. Well, and I have the appendix one that you sent me, the leather one.
Right.
And it it works okay, but it's, you know, it's not really, it's not for every situation, you know. I mean, quite frankly, the Velo 4 from Jeff Mao's company, Tenacore.
Yeah.
It works way better for appendix carry than anything I've ever used, ever.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to getting the Lynch holster, because Jeff doesn't make a holster that will fit the YC squared with the Streamlight TLR 7 Alpha on it. I wish he did, but he doesn't. So hopefully the Lynch holster works out well. I think it will.
So my thought on some of these holsters, like with some of these guns that you make, with some of these compensators and some other things on them that might, you know, affect length and everything else, couldn't they just leave the end of the holster open and let a little bit of that poke out? Does that matter to you? It wouldn't matter to me. But, I mean, I think a lot of times some of these holsters, I like a really small form factor, right? Yeah. I don't want one that, you know, if it just had if it was a little bit harder, it would bounce bullets off and protect my entire right side. I don't need one taking up that much space. And that's why I have some very nice holsters that I don't use, because they're just so big.
Well, the Legacy holster that I got, I've got to figure out a different loop or clip system for it, because I'm not very thick front to back, right? So the way the loops that they put on there work, the gun doesn't lay flat against my body. Like, if I pull my belt tight enough to bend those loops, they're hard Kydex loops, and if I pull my belt tight enough to bend those loops, then it puts a lot of stress on my hips, and it hurts bad.
Right.
So I got to figure out a different behind the holster clip system to hold that holster on, because when you start talking, it doesn't matter, you know, whether you're using a Modlight PL350 or a Streamlight, you know, TLR7, the little tiny one. When you put a light on a gun, you instantly increase the footprint.
Sure.
Obviously. And so your holster instantly becomes twice as big as it normally would be for the light.
Right.
And so when you put wings on it to hold it to your belt, now it's even bigger.
Right.
And so I'm looking for something that's tight to the body, and doesn't have these big wings on it. I don't know who came up with that idea for these Kydex wings, these plastic wings, but they don't work for me, man, at all. You know.
I don't know. I think it. You know, the thing about Kydex holsters is that there's varying degrees of thickness of Kydex.
Right.
I mean, I've got a couple of holsters that I got from somebody you know that you've heard of, that they were very early on in his development as a holster maker.
Right. And I know who you're talking about.
Really? Well, each and every one of them that I had, at one point when I would reholster the gun, they finally split.
Oh,
geez. Just tore right down the center of the outside of the holster.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that was on a range. But having said that, you know, it just some of the holsters that are out there, like I got one built for a Terran tactical gun by a company called Odin, and it's not too wide. It's got different kind of clips on it that are actually more in line with the contours of your body versus being big old clips on the back.
Right.
So I might try that with that gun when I finally get to that point. Right now I'm in the middle of I just went and got a couple of dots put on a Sig P320 and a Glock 34, which are, they're both about the same size. And, you know, just for something to do, I'm going to take out and run those two guns and film that and talk about that and see what I come up with.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see how you like the 320.
I love the 320. I love the 320 platform. But here's the thing about the 320. I can run that, but see, this is the thing about this stuff. Steve can shoot anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be able to shoot. I mean, I know a lot of people that can shoot anything. But, I mean, Steve is one of these guys. He goes out when he's having a class. He's out there and he brings a box of guns with him. And if you can come to his class without owning a gun, and he'll loan you one. But, I mean, they're not like all Glocks or all SIGs or all anything. He's got a mixture of all of them. He can shoot them all. So I'm going to try to get a little more elevated in my skill level. So I'm going to compare these two because what I hope I come out with is a tie. I hope that once I get them zeroed and everything, I can run them both equally well. It's not a versus. It's a quest.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So are you going to be around? Are you going to be around next week? Or you got another charity to go do, or will you be available?
Oh no, I'll be here.
Very good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Check out Joe Chambers. Check him out at Chambers Custom. Check him out on Facebook, Chambers Custom. On Instagram, Chambers Custom. Sometimes he does Instagram live videos there. He has a Patreon page, which is at Chambers Custom.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Patreon is 1911 University.
Oh, okay. 1911 University. The YouTube page is Chambers Custom. Go to chamberscustom.com. Get on the list. You won't be sorry. Thank you for joining me tonight, sir.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate
yes, sir. It. Yes, sir. I'll be back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com